Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The so-called FISA memo, the memo that frankly reveals high-level corruption in the FBI and the Department of Justice, is certainly going to shake up these agencies. The swamp needs to be cleaned out, and it's worse than we ever imagined. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, you've heard these names. Former FBI Director James Comey, Sally Yates, she was an acting deputy attorney general. She was actually the deputy attorney general who opposed and resisted the enforcement of Donald Trump's first immigration order. You remember her. You also remember Rod Rosenstein. He's the person who now is heading up the investigation of the so-called Russia collusion that appointed the special counsel. You may not have heard of Bruce Orr, but those individuals and more on the FBI side and the DOJ side were all involved in this cover-up of corruption of incredible magnitude, in which they presented information that frankly was not verified, is false, and ultimately used that information to the FISA court to get a warrant on an American citizen of someone who was loosely associated with the Trump campaign during a presidential election. Matt, this is absolutely corrupt and very disturbing.
It's seditious and really, frankly, heads should roll. Crimes were committed here at the highest levels of the Department of Justice and the FBI. Now, we need to be clear here. You know, I'm a former police officer, Matt. None of us are anti-police. We're not anti-law enforcement. What we are is anti-corruption. And anytime you've got bad cops, anytime you have dirty cops, they should be held accountable. Dirty cops need to be held accountable and drummed out effectively of whatever law enforcement agency they're associated with. Well, in this case here, we have these dirty cops knowingly, intentionally, willfully, James Comey signing off on four warrants where they intentionally omitted the fact that this fraudulent Steele dossier put together by a former British agent that was working with the Russians, talk about Russian collusion here, been totally disproven, unsubstantiated, fraudulent. They submitted this to the FISA court without disclosing that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for this opposition research. And they used that in order to obtain a warrant. The FISA courts are focused on terrorism, on preventing international terrorism here. They did it, used it for political purposes. They weaponized the DOJ. This is a scandal that makes Watergate look like kindergarten fair.
Yeah. Let's stop for a minute, though, and explain what FISA is.
Yeah, FISA is a federal law, and it establishes the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Court. It's a court system where it is protected from public exposure. So the FBI and the DOJ, for example, can approach this court with classified or super sensitive information that you wouldn't want going out in the general public, present that court with information to issue warrants. And that could be a warrant in this case for surveillance. Now, here you have a U.S. citizen. And you're going to have the most intrusive kind of invasion into that person's privacy.
For example, the president,
federal
right?
government
yeah.
surveilling, wiretapping, listening, monitoring conversations, communications. That's what the FISA law does. It establishes these courts. So this court is set up to make those decisions, whether or not to grant or not mm-hmm. grant a warrant, in this case, a surveillance warrant. Now, this is not an adversarial situation. It's not that Carter Page, who was the target of the surveillance, knows about this. He's not there to defend himself. This is like a grand jury, if you will. The information that is being considered by the grand jury, or in this case, the judge, is only as good as the integrity of the governmental agency presenting it, because it's only one side of information.
Right.
So here you have to rely upon, in this case, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, and the DOJ to give you all of the information that's necessary, the pros, the cons, the warts and everything about the information so that that judge can be the determiner of whether or not that reaches the level of probable cause to issue a search warrant, or in this case, a surveillance warrant. So it really depends upon the FBI and the DOJ having integrity and giving full disclosure to that federal court. So that's where we begin. If the FBI and the DOJ only give partial information, incorrect information, withhold information that otherwise would rebut or discredit some of the information, then that information's not known by the judge. The judge doesn't go out and make their own factual determinations. They don't put an investigator out there to determine what's true or not. They have to rely upon these agencies. So here's what we have. We have Christopher Steele, this former British spy agent who was paid by the Hillary Clinton for President campaign and the Democratic National Committee, $160,000 to do opposition research on the opposing candidate. So that's where you start off with. This dossier that he created, he ultimately received money for it from the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC to try to do something against the opposition candidate, Donald Trump, in the 2016 presidential election. That's where we start. And so in sequence, this is a sequence of very troubling information. That's how it starts. They know it. They don't present this to the FISA court. This Steele person takes this dossier, which is Democratic Hillary Clinton opposition research, which makes you suspicious automatically because they're trying to undermine the candidate. He takes it to Yahoo News, and he presents it to a guy by the name of Michael Isikoff. This is September 23, 2016. Remember the dates here. He presents this information to Michael Isikoff. Michael Isikoff runs a news article in Yahoo News. 1 month later, after that article comes out, October 21, 2016, the DOJ and the FBI present the dossier to the FISA court, knowing that it was financed by the DNC and Hillary Clinton, knowing that it was opposition research, knowing that they had not verified the allegations in there. But what they do is they present the Yahoo News article as additional corroboration. Yeah. Here's another article that's saying the same thing. Yeah. So it must be that this information is more widely known.
But who authored both the article and the dossier? None other than Steele himself. So it's a circular vacuum here. Right. Steele authored with Isikoff.
Yes. Now, to their defense, the FBI and DOJ, what we know right now is they did not know that Steele had actually presented the information at this time to Yahoo. They didn't know on October 21, 2016.
He leaked the information.
He leaked the information. He lied to the FBI. However, the same month, they found out that Steele did leak this information to Mother Jones for another article, October 30, 2016. They knew that he leaked it, and because of that leak, he committed the cardinal sin of leaking information to unauthorized people, unauthorized disclosures, and the FBI, less than a couple of weeks from October 21 to October 30, now they know this guy is leaking. Now they terminate this guy as a source because he has lost credibility. But what do? Do they go back and tell the FISA court, by the way, what we just provided to you, the source we've terminated because he's not a reliable source. We can't use him anymore. No, what they did was they went back for three additional extensions, each 90 days, and they never said a thing to the FISA court. We're going to continue this discussion on faith and freedom because it is very disturbing, this sequence. For more information about your freedom, as we fight for freedom, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember us in your prayers and your financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.